America's Arab allies in the Persian Gulf were quick to condemn the September 11th terrorist attacks. The Gulf states have been critical of the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan, and frustration is growing in the region over what many view as American insensitivity to Muslim and Arab concerns. From Doha, Qatar, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At a bowling alley here, team members high-five each other after every strike. These Qatari men have exchanged their traditional white robes and sandals for bowling shirts and shoes. The scene could be somewhere in suburban America, but there is little support here for the U.S. bombing campaign in Afghanistan. Banker Ali El-Haj says he's all for targeting Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda network, but he disapproves of the U.S. approach.
We think that the terrorism should be punished, but we think that they are doing mistakes now because some innocent people have been injured.
There's a sense of relief here that the collapse of the Taliban regime has led to a lessening of airstrikes. Gulf states had misgivings about backing a war against a fellow Muslim nation, but nevertheless pledged full support to the U.S. anti-terrorism campaign. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, two of only three nations that recognize the Taliban government, cut relations. Gulf states cracked down on suspected terrorist financial networks and offered the U.S. support in other ways, says Kuwaiti political analyst Ghanem El-Najjar.
They went very far in terms of helping in intelligence, in providing information, and providing moral support.
But some Gulf states, like Saudi Arabia, which has hosted U.S. troops since the Gulf War, drew the line at military support, reluctant to be used as a base for operations against another Muslim country. Their hesitation generated criticism in the American media, which portrayed the Gulf states as breeding grounds for Islamist militants, says Abdul Khalik Abdullah, professor of political science at the United Arab Emirates University. That, combined with a sense here that Muslims are being demonized by the U.S., has caused deep resentment, he says.
We feel that the United States is targeting us in one way or the other and blaming us that we are responsible for what happened in September 11. Probably there are some in the Gulf involved in this, but that doesn't mean everybody in the Gulf is a terrorist.
Abdul Khalik says the tensions have created the most serious rift ever in U.S.-Gulf relations. It's a rift the Islamists in the region have sought to exploit. Kuwaiti Islamist writer Hakim El-Mutayri says the U.S. war in Afghanistan is the first step in a wider attack against Muslim nations and values. The general feeling among Muslims, he says, is that the U.S. wants to force their culture on ours and control this region, and this is against our interests as Muslims. Even many non-Islamists are resentful of what they call America's arrogant and aggressive behavior. Some say they fear that after Afghanistan, the U.S. may attack Iraq or another Arab state. Still, in this wealthy region, dotted with American-style shopping malls and fast food restaurants, it's hard to find support for the kind of anti-Americanism proclaimed by terror suspect Osama bin Laden. Many are quick to express their admiration for the American people and American values and say they were horrified by the September 11th attacks. At the same time, many, like the 17-year-old Kuwaiti, who refused to give his name, say they're increasingly frustrated with what they call unqualified American support for Israel.
I think that most of the anger that is generated from Arab people and Muslim people is due to Palestinians dying. I'm telling Americans, why doesn't that concern you?
Gulf leaders have told the U.S. that if it wants to address the root causes of terrorism, it must resolve the Palestinian problem. But Gulf media commentaries were skeptical of Secretary of State Colin Powell's announcement Monday of a new initiative to mediate the Palestinian-Israeli crisis. Professor Abdul Khalik says a sincere, balanced attempt to address Palestinian grievances is what's needed.
The United States have to work harder on the Palestinian issue, which is very sensitive. And it has to come up not just with words, as President Bush has done so far, but with deeds.
Khalik says that would help heal strained U.S.-Gulf relations. Nevertheless, he and others say they fear the possibility of new rifts as the U.S.-led war on terrorism continues. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Doha.